such a sad little dork. Can't even bring yourself to fight, can you? You never could. That's what makes it so easy. Gotta say, though, it'd be more fun if you put up a fight or a struggle at the very least. Am I right? Huh. No? Not even gonna try? You fucking sad sack. Guess I shouldn't expect it any less, but it's still pretty sad when you actually prove me right. Well, I don't suppose it really matters. Guess what, dork? I'm gonna be draining those heavy balls of yours in a few minutes. One way or another. Let's get started, shall we? You look so pathetic lying there. Like a half-dead fucking fish, just waiting to be butchered. I think I'll just keep doing this. Don't fight it. I already gave you a chance. Oh, man. Yeah. God. I can see the hate in your eyes. You gotta ask yourself, though. If you hate me so much, then why is your cock so fucking hard? Oh. If you hated me so much, I'd expect your cock to be a fucking wad of bubblegum. But instead, it's more like a fucking crowbar. You want this, don't you? You want this. You wanna get raped. But you're wondering what I want with your baby, right? Oh, seems so out of the blue. Nah. Well, it's not. Yeah. Two things. First, after I blow your kid out of my cunt, I'm gonna want me some child support. That's right, dork. You're gonna be paying for this baby's welfare for the rest of your miserable life. Yeah. You know what else? Second, I may not have paid much attention in school, but I learned a thing or two about genetics. And thing is, a smart, nerdy guy like you, your genes ought to make a smart baby. Maybe he'll grow up to be a doctor, or a lawyer, or whatever the fuck you are. Either way, he's sure to be a supportive child. And then it's easy street for me. So, yeah. It's about cash. Well, cash and making your life even worse. Which I gotta say, yeah, shut up. I gotta say, it's not the only thing that's ever gotten me off. Because your sad little micro penis sure isn't gonna do the trick. Gonna blow that load for me. Not a surprise. Didn't expect a little girl like you to last long. Why don't you just let go? Just give me that nut and call it a night. Come on, Dark. Blow that shit. Fucking fertilize me. Give me that baby batter. Do it. Be a good fuck toy and do it. Blast that load inside of me. The fuck was that? Huh? You call that a cream pie? You barely so much as trickled inside of me. Oh. What's the matter? Don't your nuts work? Maybe you should cut that shit off and just ask the doctor to give you a cunt. Might suit you better. Should be enough, though. What with me ovulating and all. In a few months, I'll be a nice, juicy preggo. And you'll be... Oh, what the fuck? Are you seriously crying? Shut the fuck up! Dry your goddamn tears, princess, and get the fuck out of my apartment. And know this, Stork. If you go to the police, it'll be your word against mine. And don't think for a minute that you'll be more convincing than me. Oh, officer, I would have filed a report sooner, but he said he'd kill me if I told anyone. I was... so scared. He's a rapist. A monster. Please. Please keep me safe from him. Got it.
Now fuck off.
I've gotta... figure out how I'm gonna spend all the money I've got coming my way. Don't worry. I'll give some to the kid. Just enough to keep him alive. Later, Dork.
You stumbled onto the street, clothes torn and mind racing. You'd been raped, humiliated, and utterly defeated. She hadn't changed a bit. What a fool you were. To think that someone that rotten could turn over a new leaf. You meekly got in the backseat of your car and began to pass out from the drugs, knowing full well that things were about to get a lot harder for you. You tried your best, but your actions were too kind, and your nerve was lacking. And for that, you get a bad ending.